Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. Boy, are we having a silly day today or what? So today, my friends, is not just any old day. It is, in fact, a A unicorn day. The words are by Diana Murray. The pictures are by Luke Flowers. It's read today by Mommy and... What's your name? Hey, hey, what's your name? Brick. Bagak? Oh, you're a chicken. Mommy and her chicken. Bagak? And I don't know, we're just fun. We're fun in this place. But today's story is not just any story, it's for a special friend of ours who is celebrating her special day. And so we want to dedicate a unicorn day to. I'm gonna say her name.
Becca?
To. Miss Sophie. Miss Sophie, we hope that you have a very special day and we hope that you enjoy this story. Are you ready? Yes. Okay. Here we go. Hooray! Hooray! It's Unicorn Day! All unicorns this way. And in the picture, we see the unicorns are having a party. There is a flying unicorn with a banner behind his airplane because he's not flying on his own. He's flying in an airplane. And even a mommy unicorn with her baby unicorn. They're so happy. When unicorns come out to play, they have three rules they must obey. Unicorn Day rules. Rule number one, show off your horn. Be proud to be a unicorn. Okay. Rule number two, fluff up that hair. Make sure it's groomed and styled with flair. And rule number three, have fun, fun, fun. This rule's the most important one. Okay, why isn't it rule number one then? I'm just wondering.
Have fun.
Yeah, shouldn't it be number one?
Bagak!
Oh, good point. The chicken agrees with me. In the woods where tall trees sway, they sing the song of Unicorn Day. Yep. In the picture, we can see them. Okay, let's count. There are one, two, three, four. And a baby.
Yeah.
Five. But there are not just unicorns in this forest. There are also... You guys can't see my chicken, but he's pointing to all the fairies. There are fairies in this forest, too. It is a magical, flowery, fairy, unicorn, chicken forest. And the song that the unicorns sing... goes like this. Sunshine, flowers, fairy wings. Today's a day for joyful things. Nay, nay, nay. Dance and play. Happy, happy unicorn day. Yay! I threw in the yay. They kick their hooves and they jump and cheer and sparkly butterflies flutter near because butterflies, I'm sure, love unicorns. Makes sense. They slide on rainbows in the air and love to braid each other's hair. That's commonly done with horses, too. Did you know? It's not unusual to see a horse that has had its mane braided. And that's what you call a horse's hair. We call that a mane. Now, they point their horns up as they fly, and cupcakes rain down from the sky. Then, after they have had a bite, it's time to have a glitter fight. And wow, they're throwing balls of glitter like snowballs. It's just the most glitteriest, sparkliest. Wow. Better watch out, though. You don't want to get that in your eye. Have you ever had glitter in your eye? It's everywhere. And can you imagine how much vacuuming they're going to have to do in the clouds to get that picked up?
What?
It's going to take them forever to clean up all that glitter.
What happens if it was raining glitter? Look, it is.
It is raining glitter. Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. That's no unicorn. That's a horse. Oh, my goodness. Everyone is shocked. He turns around to leave, of course. His horn's not real. It's just pretend. Although, I'm seeing him. Does he look happy? Mm-mm. He looks really, really sad. Do you think there's any way that the unicorns could choose to love him even though he isn't perfect like they are? Do you think there could be room in the unicorns' hearts for just a plain old horse? Let's see. But they don't want to lose a friend. They tie his horn back on his head and give the horse a hug instead. Oh, that makes me happy. Although, I'm not so sure if that little horn is going to be so comfortable up there. I think he didn't need it. I think he was just fine as a horse. But that's my personal take. But then, he's happy, they're happy, and it's back to fun, fun, fun. That's, remember the rule, the most important rule, number one? Yeah. But there they all are, and it looks like everybody is doing something that they enjoy. Something that's fun. They march together tall and proud. Unicorns, proud to be a unique horn. Have you hugged a unicorn today? Free hugs. Yay for Unicorn Day. Unicorn Day. That looks like a little rock and roll unicorn back there. There's all kinds of unicorns.
That looks like a
skunk. Some more friends joins the crowd. And there they all are, they say, you are a star, because that's an alligator, and he probably thinks they are stars. And here's a monkey that says, today is a day for joyful things. And everybody looks so happy. The dog, the pig in the picture, we can see a flamingo. I mean, there's all kinds of creatures here.
Turn the page.
Clip, clip, clap. They trot along as everybody sings the song. And there's everybody's got musical instruments. And there's even a robot unicorn saying, sing along. And when we turn the page, oh, it's another happy song. Cupcakes, sprinkles, cherry tarts. Starlight twinkles, glowing hearts. Sunshine, flowers, fairy things. Today's a day for joyful things. Nay, 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 dance and play. Happy, happy Unicorn Day. And even the horse is in on the action, and they are all going up in a beautiful unicorn hot air balloon into the sky.
That's what an actual unicorn looks like.
Yeah, there's real unicorns here too. But my goodness, there was so much fun in this book. I gotta say, I think we should find a day to celebrate unicorns, don't you? I guess whatever the national, celebrate your national animal day is, we could go to Scotland and then have our day doing just that. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's the end of today's story.
Do you want to know what? I know that it's a horse.
Tell me. Oh, Oh, you know, Philip has pointed out something. My chicken has pointed... Yes, there we go. Thank you. My chicken has pointed out that in every picture in which we see the unicorn, who is actually a horse in disguise, you can see that they have tied his unicorn horn around his neck, and you can see that there's a ribbon holding that unicorn horn in place. I didn't notice it, but you did. Eagle Eye Philip over here. Chicken Eyed Philip. Oh my goodness. And that, my friends, is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.